All right, back after it we go. Time for our project of the week. It's 33 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan. Joining me now is Jason Wright. He is with Defy Wood Stains, and this is the time of year, if you're not already doing it, I know you're thinking about it, that deck needs your attention. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be stained. And a lot of times we talk about on this show, there's different types of stains, not just brands, but types, semi-transparent and solid. So I thought I'd have Jason on with us. He is with Defy Wood Stains. And Jason, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Hey, good, Gary. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So I don't know. Are you starting to notice people are starting to work on their deck, or
yep.
Is just the season's kicking off?
It's that time of year. Yeah. Yep. I'm not sure, you know, what it's doing all over the country, but in our area here in Indiana, you know, it's been raining a lot. So as soon as the rain stops, usually we start to see pretty big uptick and people starting to want to stain their decks.
Sure. Before we get into the different types of staining and how we do it, what happens if you did nothing to your wood deck? You built it and you said, I'm not going to do anything with it. I like it just the way it is. Probably not going to look like that for long.
No, unfortunately, it's not. You know, I mean, the first thing you're going to notice is it's just going to turn gray and weathered. I mean, that's the first step. But, I mean, eventually, if you did nothing, you know, even with pressure-treated wood, I mean, eventually, it will rot over time. I mean, that only lasts for so long. You really need to protect it.
Right, right. There's solid color stains or semi-transparent stains. Does Defy have a solid color stain also?
Yeah. Yep, we do. Okay. So we've actually been making it now for about two and a half years.
Okay.
And before that, it went through a lot of testing. We actually have 5-year test boards that show no signs of peeling or fading. So, I mean, we're very, very pleased with this product. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for the longest lasting stain that we make, it's the solid.
Right. And that goes pretty much across the board, doesn't it? I mean, there's more guts to it. Yeah.
There's more UV protection just with more tint, and it's just going to last longer.
Yeah. Jason, do you see that being a trend or not? It seems like we're talking more about solid color stains than we did 5 years ago.
Yeah, it is. So what we've actually been noticing is there's been a lot of people kind of opting for kind of a hybrid approach where they'll stain the vertical posts and the railings with solid, and
right.
then they'll opt for a semi-transparent on the horizontals. And so that way they can kind of keep the wood grain look on their
right.
the flat parts of the deck. But the vertical parts, you know, if you put a solid stain on there, I mean, it's you're not going to have to do anything for that for years.
So how would you describe a solid color stain for people that say, what are they talking about? I know what the semi-transparent is. What?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's kind of like paint for your wood.
Okay.
It's not paint. You know, you wouldn't want to put just cheap house paint on your deck because it's just there's certain characteristics about it that are just different. But really what it is it's paint. It's kind of like paint designed for wood.
Gotcha. Now, does it give you an extra couple, 2-3 years worth of life, or is it 10 years worth of life, or what are we talking?
In our testing, the product looks fantastic after 5 years.
Wow.
So, and so, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of factors that play into that, you know, just climate, you know, how much direct sun it gets throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm fully confident in saying that this is by far our longest lasting product that we make.
So since it's solid in nature, that probably comes in a lot more colors than a semi-transparent.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've actually created this in a 4-base system. And what that means is that you can go into a Do It Best hardware store, which is where we carry this, who carries this product, and you can actually have them tint it to any color you like.
Ah, so it's unlimited to a degree.
It's unlimited, yes. You can
wow.
tint it in any color imaginable.
Hmm. Well, prep's got to be the key since it's a solid color, right? I mean, it's got to grip on to that pressure-treated wood. And what type of prep should we use?
So, you know, I would even say that the solid, it does need to be prepped properly. And we always recommend cleaning the wood and brightening it first just because that's going to give you the most guarantee that it's going to be clean. I mean, you don't want any mold or mildew under the surface, because if there is, that will actually cause it to seal up. And so if it's not prepped properly, it's not going to last, like anything.
So I know the Defy wood stain, you have a deck cleaner, which is oxygenate bleach, and I'm a big fan of that and been talking about it.
Yep.
It's a good high quality. You said brightener. What is a brightener?
So a brightener is just kind of the step two. Step one would be cleaning it, and that just simply does exactly what it says. It cleans the wood, removes any dirt, debris, mold, mildew. The downside of what the cleaner does is it actually raises the pH level of the wood. And really what that means is it can actually, if you don't neutralize it or if you don't bring that pH down, it can actually burn the stain off the wood. So all the brightener does is it just counteracts the cleaner, and it neutralizes the surface of the wood so that it's perfectly ready for stain. And it's a quick 5-minute process. I mean, you literally, you just pour it into a, it mixes with 4 gallons of water, a 1 gallon container. You can spray it on with a pump up sprayer, let it sit for 5 minutes, and just rinse it off with your hose.
So once we have it prepped, is the Defy solid color wood stain, is that a water base? I mean, or do we have to wait a couple days to stain it, or what?
It's a water based product, so that means you can apply it as soon as the wood is visibly dry.
Nice.
I've actually cleaned and brightened in the morning, and then later that afternoon, I've actually stained it with a solid color stain, and it's worked perfect.
Brush, roller, or your deck applicator tool?
You can use a brush and a roller. That's fine. Obviously not a paint pump-up sprayer like you would with a semi-transparent. You can use an airless sprayer. You can use a brush. You can use a roller. A paint applicator could probably work. The only challenge with that is it may not hold enough product on it. You'd be re-dipping it quite a few times.
Okay.
I would say a brush and a roller or an airless sprayer if you have one.
Okay. So is this a one-coat system or a two-coat system?
So what? And it depends on the tent, because different colors cover, but I would plan on two coats.
Okay.
And, you know, after the first coat, I would look at it and see if it needed a second. In a lot of cases, it may cover in one coat.
Yeah, my two cents on that is I'd do two coats. I mean, you got all the gear out there. You're already bought into the project, and it's just not that much work to put a secondary coat on. How much time in between coats? A couple hours?
Yeah, you can wait an hour or two. But the nice thing about it is if for some reason you didn't have time that day and you needed to come back a day or two later, you're still good to put on a second
coat. Question I get asked all the time, it's a kind of a silly question, but if they're asking me, they're probably thinking about it themselves, and that is, when I put a solid coat, solid stain on my deck, and even if I put a second coat on my deck, do I have to put a sealer on there then?
Nope. This product will seal and stain it at the same time.
And what
it is both a stain and a sealer.
And what about the underside of the deck? Is it important to do that?
I would say if you have a second story deck and you just more want the aesthetics of it, then yes.
Okay.
If not, then I would say it's probably not necessary.
Not necessary. Okay.
You're going to protect the top. You're going to protect the sides and the end caps.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the areas that you really want to make sure that you get.
Okay.
The underside really isn't going to be that affected.
Sure. You can check it out. It's defywoodstain.com, or you can go to defywoodstain.com/solid. The semi-transparent stains, this is pretty much the top of the line in semi-transparents, the Defy brand is. You got a couple magic ingredients in that to make it last a little longer.
Yeah, we do. We actually put a it's zinc.
Mm-hmm.
But the particle sizes are so small, it's actually called nanoparticles. So they're tiny, tiny particles. There's like a trillion of them over in every square inch. And really what that does is it's like sunscreen for your wood.
Excellent. Just
makes it so that the sun and the UV rays aren't able to penetrate that coat and actually deteriorate the wood. And so it just makes it last longer is really what it does.
If I just build a deck, whether it was semi-transparent or solid, how long do I need to wait?
So if it's a pressure-treated deck, you really want to let that dry out for a couple months.
Okay.
I would say, at least 3 months. But, you know, if it looks green, it's probably not ready to stain.
Right. Okay. I guess put a little water on it and give it about 30 seconds?
Yep. Yep. That's what you want to do. You just drip, and you don't just, like, dump a whole cup. Literally, right. Just take a few drops of water and drip it, and then if it absorbs into the wood within a few seconds, then you're good to go. If it just lays on the surface and beads up, it's not ready yet.
Very good. Well, it's a project. I know it is a project, staining your deck, and you got a couple choices between a solid and a semi-transparent, and you got a whole lot of choices when it comes to brands, and I know Defy Wood Stains has built that brand by longevity. Longevity in the market and longevity of how long it's going to last on your deck. Where do people buy it again and your website? And
yeah, so go to defywoodstain.com, and that will give you, you can actually search for a dealer near you, or you can buy it online. And you can actually pick this up in local Do It Best hardware stores across the country.
Excellent, excellent. Jason, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
No problem, Gary. Thank you.
All right, have a good weekend. Bye-bye. All right, defywoodstain.com. Quick break, back to you at home with Gary Sullivan. Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or tearmender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.